Okay, Rabotai, just a few questions in the halakha. These questions are questions that came up as a result that we started to talk about some laws of giving birth yesterday. So some of our members asked the following questions. Question number one, is it okay for the husband to be present in the room when his wife is giving birth? This question actually was discussed by Moshe Feinstein, Al Vashem and Igrot Moshe, in Yoreh De'ah, Bet, She'ela Ayin He. Moshe Feinstein says that a lot of times the lady needs moral support and encouragement from the husband, and therefore he doesn't see any isur with it. And he says that even if she didn't need any moral support, he still doesn't see any isur with it, as long as he's careful in the laws of nida. Of course, when a lady's giving birth, she's obviously nida at that point, and he cannot look at places that are uncovered. Clearly, he has to, you know, follow those laws carefully. And the Menhat Yitzhak talks about that he would not be able to hold a hand. Sometimes the lady says, "Oh, you know, hold my hand for support." That's why it's better to have a nurse or a doula or somebody there to do that part of it. But for the moral support, Rav Moshe Feinstein had no problem. Of course, you know, in the modern world, they take videos of it and they send it around. Clearly, that's not appropriate. It's not modest at all. And we're only talking about over here where the lady wants the husband. Sometimes the lady rather, you know, her mother be with her and let the husband be outside reading Tehillim. And that's okay, of course. But in the case where she needs the husband in the room, Rav Moshe says that as long as they're keeping the laws of, you know, Tarat the Mishpaha properly, of Nida, it'll be okay. It should be pointed out that when ladies are on the birthing table, it says, Ashalosh Devarim, Nashim metot b'shat ledatan al she'enan zeirot benida. So that would not be the time that you want to hold a hand and compromise the laws of nida, when that's the time when she's being judged for the laws of nida. So therefore, the ma'aseh, it would be permissible under those. Of course, it should be pointed out, if she's b'pikuach nefesh, no question the husband would be allowed to hold a hand at that time. But that hopefully is a rare case.